In studio, we have a candidate for the seat of a deputy mayor for the 2022 municipal election in Strathroy-Curadoc, Mike McGuire. Mike, first of all, your second stint for this seat, you ran in 2018. First question, obviously, is why run again in 2022?
Why running in 2022? It's a simple answer I have, and that's because I want to continue to serve this community. And that interest has only grown over the last 4 years, Chris. I am regularly approached by people in the community, business people, contractors, developers, homeowners, in all aspects of our community, both Mount Bridges and Delaware, Strathroy, Delaware West. And they keep asking me the same thing. Why does the municipality seem to encumber what it is that we're trying to do? And we're not getting any help dealing with the issues that are important to us in the community. And my answer is always the same. There is really no reason we can't change what's going on. And you can make that change in this election. And that change is going to start with people, new people in these positions, that are going to start asking the question why. And that's going to be my biggest question that I'm going to ask is, why are we doing what we're doing? Why are policies the way they are that seem to encumber some of our citizens? Why can't we make the change? That is why I want to run again.
What are some of your platform issues, some things that you definitely want to look into if elected?
Well, I'm very concerned about some of the comments I'm hearing out of the Mount Bridges area. They feel that they are not being listened to, that they no longer have a voice on council. That concerns me. I worked in Mount Bridges for many years. I have a very strong connection to the Mount Bridges area through a business that my parents used to run down there. The community center, the arena, these are decisions of this current council that trouble me a lot. I remember the days of holding the dances down at that local arena, running pop and chips down there during the afternoon as they prepared for the dances. And the purpose of those dances were to raise money for the community center, which sits out back. And today, both that arena and that community center are now under attack because of a recreational plan that was adopted by the current council, but was written by people well outside of this community, and I feel without any true input from the citizens of the community. These communities, Mount Bridges, Melbourne, Delaware West, Campbellville, these are all very unique communities, villages in our area. And in talking to the citizens, they want to maintain their uniqueness within the bigger community. And that voice is not being heard. And our current development plan is eroding those communities away. And sometimes that is to the benefit of the larger urban area being Strathroy.
You did mention Mount Bridges Arena. There is a new arena coming in, whether it goes as a connection to the current community center, whatnot. Are you in favor of the new arena? Because it is coming.
I'm certainly in favor of some new recreational facilities for Mount Bridges. My concern with what's occurring right now is the new development going on the front end of that property along Adelaide Road. That will dramatically change Mount Bridges as a community, as a village. We now lose that beautiful treed entrance into the arena, back to the ball diamond. What we're going to end up with is a arena community center complex that is hidden within a subdivision.
So just to clarify, you are in favor of affordable housing in the municipality, just maybe better locations?
Absolutely. Affordable housing is needed. It's required. It's mandated by upper levels of government for very valid reasons. The land where we are putting affordable housing was donated to the community, Mount Bridges at the time, Curadoc Township, for a very specific purpose. And not to continue to honor that disturbs me.
You ran in 2018, obviously unsuccessful 4 years ago. The actual numbers between you and the incumbent were closer than what a lot of people thought. So you did get a lot of support. Does the campaign change this time around?
No, not dramatically. I still feel the same way about the community that I felt 4 years ago. I ran my campaign at that time primarily on the concept that we need new change, new ideas, new people looking at the same problems so that the question why will continue to be asked and that will provide progress. Our current bylaws, policies, procedures within this community have been drafted over many years and certainly served the community very well at the time they were drafted. I don't know that they still serve the community as they should. As deputy mayor, I will be asking the question, why? Why are we doing things the way we're doing? Why don't we find a better way to do this? Why are our policies and procedures causing more difficulties for our developers, our contractors, our property owners than they seem to be solving? And by bringing those discussions to the council in open council where they are debated and discussed, we will be able to develop better ways of solving the issues within this community. And then not only is the community moving forward, but our council is moving forward and our leadership is moving forward.
Coming up in October, there will definitely be a new look council. There are two current councillors in Ward 2 not running again. There's one councillor in Ward 1 not running again. So definitely at least three new faces. You believe that more change needs to happen within council?
I do. Absolutely. I think municipal politics should not be a lifelong career. It is an honor to serve in municipal politics. It is something where you get in, you get your ideas on the floor, you are part of that for a limited period of time, in my opinion, and then you move out and allow the next group of intelligent, open-minded people to come in and continue dealing with it. That is what pushes progress through.
Come this October, why should voters put a checkmark beside Mike McGuire under the seat of deputy mayor?
I'm a lifelong resident of Strathroy and Strathroy-Caradoc. I have connections in Melbourne, where my grandmother used to live, and I played down there many days and attending the fair and ball games, all of which has left that community. Have strong connections to Mount Bridges with the family business. Many of you know me from Mount Bridges. I was always open and honest with the citizens down there, whether we were speaking in the store prior to becoming a police officer, or if I was down there sitting in the village restaurant where we spoke many times while I was serving the community in that capacity. Strathroy has been home for me for my entire life. Again, I'm in the community. I am open to having a conversation, a coffee with you at any point in time, and bringing your issues and concerns to council for open, transparent discussion, where we will find new ways of tackling the new problems, the existing problems that are encumbering you within this community.
Mike, if there are any voters who would like to get in touch with you as far as asking you questions or hearing more about your campaign, are you willing to provide any contact information at this time?
Absolutely. I am on Facebook. My telephone number is 519-777-6151. And my email address is my first two initials and then last name, mamcguire@rogers.com. That's mamcguire at rogers.com. It's time to start the conversation. It's time to put new eyes and new thoughts towards the problems that are causing for you within this community.
Mike McGuire, a candidate for the seat of deputy mayor in Strathroy-Caradoc for the municipal election coming up in October. Mike, thank you so much for this and good luck in October, sir.
Thanks, Chris.